Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome. Today I'm joined by Kunwar Shalubai, who is CEO at Tiziana Life Sciences. How are you today, Kunwar?
I'm good. Thank you, Jack.
Right. Warren Buffett has said that one shouldn't invest in what one doesn't understand. How much rocket science or biological science is behind Tiziana, and how much has that been a barrier, you think, to investments and to its perception in the stock market?
So, Jack, as a biochemist, I usually go for root causes of the disease, and I will go for a well-established mechanism. And two of the assets that we have, our approach is very simple. I care for more of the safety, and you will see in both of our programs in clinical data that we've been successful in developing a safer drug for liver cancer, as well as for NASH and Crohn's disease. So to answer your question, our approaches are simple and safer.
So they're simple if you are a biochemist, I presume.
Yes.
Right. I mean, the focus of Tiziana is, let's say, liver disease, but you have many other treatment pipelines, which you've mentioned. Is there any indication at this stage what the winning area may be in terms of your development, both in terms of approval or efficacy?
So, Jack, you are absolutely right that growth drivers or growth potential of Tiziana Life Sciences are huge, but company is focused on one drug, which is a small molecule inhibitor. It is for liver cancer, and we have reported interim analysis, and so far data look fantastic. My other approach is fully human anti-CD3 antibody, and our approach is differentiated, quite validated, that we are using a fully human antibody for oral administration, which is first of a kind. Our proprietary technology is applicable not only to my antibody, but all of the monoclonal antibodies. I think that is where the growth market is. Now, think about it this way, that so far, everybody using antibody for injectable. So IV administration is not convenient, compliance is poor, and it has a lot of side effects. As opposed to if we give oral administration, the administration is simpler, more convenient, and toxicities are expected to be low. We have already done some clinical work. More importantly, two independent groups have validated the approach of using oral administration of antibody. So in a way, I believe this approach is de-risk, and this has huge market potential. And this could be a great growth driver for us.
Right. There seems to be a bit of a gold rush in terms of pharmaceutical research and development at the moment. How much competition is there for Tiziana at the moment? And is it possible that while you're developing a blockbuster drug of your own, others could overtake you or get across the line first?
Yes. Let me go one by one. So two main assets. For liver cancer, hepatocellular carcinoma, see, this cancer is caused by hepatitis B, hepatitis C, aflatoxin, and alcohol. So what I'm trying to tell you is the etiology is complex, and it's caused by a number of etiological agents. So given a population, you would have complex heterogeneity. And if your drug is specific for one mechanism, then your response rate would be poor. That's exactly what is happening. Sorafenib is the standard of care, but response rate is around 15-16%. And overall survival is also 10.8 months or so. I believe, or I began asking question, what happens to 85% of the patients who do not respond to sorafenib? And I think that is where the use market is. We reported interim analysis of our ongoing phase 2 data with milchiclib. Milchiclib is a small molecule pan inhibitor of cyclin-dependent kinase. And all of the studies, clinical studies that we have done in over 250 patients, drug is safer than any of the existing drugs for hepatocellular carcinoma. And our response rate seems to be better than the standard of care. And I think that is where our program is differentiated for liver cancer. My second program, as I've said before, it is a fully human anti-CD3 antibody. We are the only one to have it. And our approach is oral administration, which nobody has used before. The right. oral administration...
Pardon? Yes, go ahead.
The oral administration is a totally new approach. We believe it would be convenient for patient. Compliance would be higher and less toxic. As far as efficacy is concerned, two independent top researchers in the world have already done some clinical studies to validate our approach. These were independent studies. Tiziana did not sponsor those. So that gives me a lot of confidence that this one-of-a-kind, unique approach would have huge potential in the future. I must also tell you that we are the first one in the world to be able to, or to be successful in developing a proprietary oral technology, which is applicable for all monoclonal antibodies. So think about it this way: if tomorrow some of the blockbuster antibody drugs like Humira or Remicade, if they want to go for oral administration, which I think would be more convenient for patients, then they would have to come to us.
Okay, you're currently a $100 million market cap company, but you've got the remit and let's say the potential portfolio of a multinational pharma company. Do you actually have the resources to develop treatments in the way that you wish?
No, you're absolutely right. We don't. But our goal is to develop the technology and keep open-minded go for any business development deal with Big Pharma. And I must tell you that we already been approached by a few Big Pharma, and we have CDA with them. Our objective is to solidify our technology, which, as I've said before, has huge potential. So down the road, once we started reporting the clinical data, I believe that there would be opportunities for Tiziana Life Sciences to do business development deal or a joint development, and that would be needed for resourcing all of our programs.
Right. Finally, Tiziana is addressing some of the worst diseases known to man, such as MS and, of course, cancer. We've been promised cures in this area for decades, probably since you or I were both young people. Most of the claims have been, too good to be true. What in your view, has been the trigger for the apparent breakthrough that we're making now?
Jack, our approach is to go to the best people in the world. For MS, the ongoing trial is being conducted by Howard Wiener. He's one of the top five people in the world. And we will be reporting data in July and or August first week. And so far, whatever I've seen, I'm very pleased with. That's number one. Number two is, as I said, liver cancer. Our approach is quite differentiated, quite different from others, and we care for safety also. So, current standard of care produces efficacy, but at the cost of safety. And compliance is very poor because the drug produces a lot of toxicities. Our drug has been in patients for a number of months and years, and it is very safe. And you will see the data that would be coming out end of July that the compounds works beautifully, and it is well tolerated. And I think that is where we differentiate from the rest of the people.
Right. And so, I mean, I'm just remembering, you know, with this sort of celebrities, you know, you remember the diseases they have. You know, I think the rock star David Bowie had liver cancer, probably from hepatitis C. Are you saying that we have the technology now that somebody like that could turn up with liver cancer and they could actually be saved?
Well, we are in phase two clinical trial, but I can tell you based on whatever I have seen that our drug is safe. And it is showing promising data in terms of extension of quality life of these liver cancer patients. See, Jack, I believe in taking care of or addressing the problems of cancer patients that you can expand the life by 2-3 months, but at the cost of life. That's not worth it. Our compound or our asset is not only is anticipated to expand life, but not compromising the toxicity. And that's the beauty of our compound.
Kunwar Shalubai, CEO at Tiziana Life Sciences, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.